People, especially those who are employed, are often under the impression their income, their salary, is dependent on the results they achieve. And indeed, this is more often than not the case. However, in other spheres of life, all other spheres of life, this paradigm is not valid. It's not the results you and I achieve which create the income, which is not necessarily monetary, but the outcome of our intentions, which propels us forward to what we wish to be, do, or have. But what is an outcome, I hear you ask? What's the difference between an outcome and a result? And why is one, the outcome, more powerful or significant than the other? I see result as something mechanical, often disconnected from the intention or the reason for creating, working towards, or arriving at it. For example, the outcome of a football match or a race of any sort may be quite different from the result, and it's not necessarily always what the intention might have been. And it's the same in life in general as in business. The outcome of an enterprise, whatever that might be, is at a higher level than the result of the exercise being carried out. To maximize the income as a benefit from an enterprise, we have to pay attention to two key elements: the intention of what we intend to do or have, and the outcome, which is how things will be when the intention has been realized. We need to clearly define not the result, but the outcome we desire or require before we start the enterprise. The enterprise may be small or large, it doesn't matter, as long as the outcome we wish for can be clearly, very clearly, defined. You see, the outcome is not entirely, as a result would be, in our own hands. When we define the intention and design an outcome properly and feed it into our subconscious mind, instead of the conscious mind, which is usually the case with the plan to result scenario, higher powers will, in their own time and own way, get involved to deliver the outcome by suggesting what we need to do to realize it. Through our intuition, we get ideas, and if we get it right, we'll get what we desire to be, do, or have, which may well not be the case if we trust the enterprise exclusively to ourselves, to our conscious human mind. We can see in the world today many situations where neither the intention nor the outcome have been clearly thought through. Quite often recently, on a global scale, actions have been taken, seemingly on a whim, or sometimes perhaps in a fit of pique, and it can only be said of the result and the outcome of such actions, well, that wasn't supposed to happen. You can think of your own examples. Here's how it works, how you and I can make it work. There are several steps. It starts with a dream or vision, depending on which side of the Atlantic you reside, and then the strategy to achieve the dream. From the strategic analysis of your vision, you define, and I mean define, a series of connected intentions and outcomes. These can be large or small, and there will be many. Intentions about action and dynamic, and outcomes are static, a state of being in a wider sense. This is fine, but by themselves, nothing happens. To cause the outcome and the resulting income in whatever form it takes, you and I must pay attention to the intention, focus on it, and this attention will lead you to the actions you need to take to generate the results you desire. The alternative is just to fire off the intention and see what happens. There are results throughout history to demonstrate this really doesn't work. We come back far too often to "that wasn't supposed to happen" if we fail to pay attention to the intention. If we do, though, and there may be a few course adjustments along the way, depending on the enterprise concerned, the result, which conforms to the desired outcome, will be achieved. If we don't, it's likely to all go horribly wrong. To summarize, it goes like this: vision, strategy, intentions, outcomes, goals, plans, actions, result, income. As long as the result conforms to the desired outcome, In other words, we have to get it right.